Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, Sunday 9 to 10, WBT.
We're here. I about heard the welcome back.
We're here.
What? Welcome back. Can you not hear me? You're turning up your volume.
I'm cranking up my jams here.
Here we are, Sunday morning.
That's it.
What's up with you, brother?
Not much, man. Not much. Summer is coming to the end.
Well, you just said you were about to take some scuba diving classes.
Hey, man, I might be a little bit ambitious on that. But we went on a family vacation, and Scarlett and I snorkeled almost every single day and just had such a good time that we thought we'd take it to the next level. But maybe we shouldn't. It sounds a little scary.
People in today's world just can't be content, can they?
No, it's cool. I mean, it's just fun floating around out there.
You can't talk yet, Ron. You second segment type of guy. We got Ron Skufka in the studio. He's going to talk about some law degrees.
Yeah, he's got his South End Shuffle shirt on, too. Coming up soon is
the
South End Shuffle.
5K, baby.
That's it.
Or you can do a mile run, too, I think. We'll let Ron talk about that.
Yep.
It's a tradition. I beat you every year. Even
I think
with
you're
going to
beat me this year. Yeah, and, I don't know. We'll see.
And I run it with my daughter, Rowan, so the funny thing is, she beats you too.
I know, she does. I'm okay with that. That's completely fine with me. But I don't know. This year, I think I'm going to cut the gap a little bit. But you beat me last year with the spread by like 2 seconds. I thought there was some inside cooking going on. Maybe someone dropped a couple seconds off your time or added to mine. I don't know.
2 seconds or 2 minutes, about the same thing.
It was really close.
We're only talking about a 5K. There aren't that many 2 minutes in the 5K.
I walked up all proud. I was like, got it. And you were like, oh, I did it in this. And I was like, you beat me by 2 seconds. It was 2 or 3 seconds. It was something.
We're
going
to change the subject again. So what is your favorite thing when you were snorkeling with Scarlett, your daughter? What's your favorite thing?
Well, what's pretty cool, we were in Cancun, and we love going there. It's so simple. It's a direct flight from Charlotte, a couple-hour flight, and there's quite a bit of coral there, and they've got some statues in the water and stuff, so that was kind of cool to see.
Oh,
but
really?
I just think it was fun. You know, anytime you can find something that your kids enjoy and you enjoy to be able to do. I will tell you this, since we have an attorney on the show here, on the way back, we were on a boat on one of the days we came on a boat and had an upper deck. I'm sure a lot of people have done that. And we're kind of going, I don't know, probably 5-10 miles an hour, enough to do some damage. And Scarlett goes, Dad, duck, duck. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I ducked, got down on my knees. There was a concrete bridge we were going under that literally would have taken my head off. So I think they got a little different rules and regulations down in Mexico as far as snorkeling. And
did you just tell
clearance.
That story?
I did.
Had you been partaking in
some
cerveza?
No, we were. I was looking the other way. She was looking this way. So, yeah, it was a little little sketchy.
Scarlett could have been made the rest of her life.
I don't know about that. But, yeah, man, it's we had to get back. I don't know. The guy was in a hurry.
Golly, isn't that crazy? I mean, that sounds like it'll knock your block off.
It would have knocked my block
off. Goodness gracious. I know I got home last night and actually didn't get home at Piper's volleyball game. Knox had a humongous big egg, black and blue egg, on his forehead.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the world? And apparently the trampoline got him, you know?
Trampolines, you got to be careful with those things, man. I don't know them to mess with.
They aren't anything to mess with, but they are fun. I did grow up with a trampoline, and my kids love it, and it's good. Never been too much damage faced on Bright Road. Hopefully we can knock on wood and keep it that way.
Yeah, I hear you.
Makes you very athletic.
That's people on Bright Road are better to be on the ground, from what I've heard. Yes.
Oh, wow.
The airborne can be dangerous.
Well, I've been wakeboarding a little bit here now that the summer's about over.
I got
you
it.
Know, neighbor got his boat out. Michael Cox. Bo Byram. I use their boats.
That's the best boat ever. It's
it
your
is.
Buddy's boat.
I finally washed my boat. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but it's old school. I don't think it's much for wakeboarding. Big people like myself. But anyway, it's pretty fun. Makes you feel like you're 18 again.
Now, I have seen you water ski before, and I've seen you jump. You're one of the few people that can jump on a slalom ski. You were into that. This is several years ago.
You ought to see me jump on a wakeboard.
You can still jump on a wakeboard. All right.
Still, I never did. Was a wakeboarder. I was a slalom skier. That's just like me in the snow. There, you're a snowboarder. You're always doing this new stuff like scuba diving and stuff. I'm old school.
I prefer.
I'm gonna stick to the shore.
Stick to the shore. I prefer wakeboarding over water skiing, though. I mean, it actually is easier on your.
Of course, you prefer wakeboarding to water skiing. You prefer snowboarding to snow skiing. You're not a traditionalist. I mean, of course, I could have answered that question. I mean,
I was going to say, I think it's
easier. We call this Common Sense Sunday.
I think it's easier. I think it's easier on our aging physiques.
I think you just like being a hipster. That's what I classify these bored folks.
Well, now you're one. How does it feel?
I'm a traditionalist.
But now you're wakeboarding.
I will reiterate it. I can multifaceted traditionalist.
We'll have you snowboarding before the end of the winter.
I don't think you will. Because I have to go rent a snowboard or buy a snowboard or borrow a snowboard.
There you go.
And I'm always going to go the ski route.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, you're going to take me up to,
we'll go up to
Ski Hawk's Nest?
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Or
Seven
Appalachian
Devils?
Yeah, man.
That place is closed.
Seven Hawk's Nest is. Oh, we'll go to Appalachian then.
That's where I learned to snow ski. If y'all remember listening audience, people to go to North Carolina to snow ski, they had midnight till 6 ski. And yep. I was 9 and my father was 39. Now I just happened today to be 45. Makes me feel a little old, right? But that's how I learned. So anyway, I love skiing on ice, North Carolina.
Yeah, maybe you can ski. It's a great place to learn.
Kind of shun to powder when I go out west. So... Nah, I'm just kidding. Well, we have Ron Skufka on the radio today. I think we're coming up on the 10th anniversary, 10-year. They call that the decadon of the South End Shuffle. So, and Ron's also a dear friend, and we got some partnerships together,
right.
And
yeah.
We do business together. Just a wonderful guy. He's going to teach us a lot when he comes back. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Aitzen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, and now we can't hear.
Did TJ turn the volume up on everybody? I hope you, Mrs. Listener, ears are in pain.
Goodness gracious, that was loud.
If there's not blood coming out of your eardrums, then you're not listening well.
Well, what a great opportunity to introduce Ron Skufka.
Yeah,
if you can still hear.
He usually has blood eardrums. Should I say something?
Yeah, you can say something.
Do you say something or do you not?
About what?
Crusty ears.
Oh, yeah, right.
Come on, everybody had that kid growing up that had a little, you know, made a Q-tip. Then you start calling him Q-tip. Do you think he's aware?
Where did you grow up?
The west side.
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
The dirty side.
Not in the south end, evidently.
Yeah, obviously.
But I mean, now, Ron, you are a multiple guest. You've been on here. This is your second show, I believe. And you reminded me that you would I get the number wrong? You kind of raise your hand.
Yeah, that was my second time on. Yeah.
And you reminded me on the way in that you were the first guest in person after COVID.
That's correct, yep.
That's pretty cool.
Really?
Yep.
What was that, like 4 years ago?
It was like two, right?
Well, I don't think it was that long
Three.
Ago, yeah.
I was doing that as an example. That's a life lesson of the day.
Okay.
Me and my dad used to be telling a story. He'd say, man, I think that was like 7 years ago. My man, that was 26 years ago.
I'm the same way.
And now I do it.
Same way, yeah.
Dad looked down on me, man. I'm doing what you always did. I gave you a hard time about.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So... COVID, it isn't over, though. We talk about this a lot on
yeah,
the show. It's,
definitely.
It's a topic that is never-ending.
Yep.
Like COVID. Like the common cold, actually. No. Well, they said it was going to turn into the common cold, or a version
of
it.
Well, it's making a little comeback here, it seems, lately. I mean, we've had a lot of folks that in our sphere of influence that have had it lately.
You have a sphere of influence?
Some. Sphere of friendships. How about that?
Once again.
Dang. So, Ron, you are Skufka Law. during the day. You're a philanthropist all the time as well. You're a huge supporter of our cornhole tournament, which we're very thankful for. And we, you know, we pay it forward too. We support the South End Shuffle. If you missed the first segment, you can hear how Trent with a spread beat me by like 2 or 3 seconds last year. I was devastated. In fact, I think I made the next week on this show, I was like, this isn't happening again. I still want my spread, but I have to close the gap here. The gap has to be closed. But you were also a runner, right?
Yeah, in the distant past, it seems like now, yeah.
4 years ago.
Well, okay.
Kind of like our time earlier.
Kind of like COVID, yeah.
Straight up. Ron, you ran at the University of Virginia?
He's being modest.
Correct, yes.
Were you a cross-country runner?
Yes, I was a distance runner, cross-country and track.
And track. So you ran distance and track. How long is a track distance?
I ran predominantly the 5,000 meters on the track, 3.1.
3.1, okay. Mm-hmm. So similar to the 5K that we're about to run in a couple weeks, and similar to the cross country course, which is about 3.3.
We would run 5 miles, 8K for cross country.
Why don't you humble both of us real quick and tell? I know you're probably not going to like this question. I can see you already giving me the side eye, as Scarlett calls it. What was your best 5,000 meter time? Do you remember?
I would run down like 14:26, 14:28.
That is incredible. I mean, it's just something I cannot do, which is really fascinating. That's cool.
So I was a little smaller back then.
That is sub 5 minute mile, and you're doing 3.1 of them.
I don't even like to drive that fast. Good grief.
Now, there was no hills. In fairness, you know, it's on a track.
Patrick, you definitely can't talk that fast.
Wow.
So, God, I threw that zinger. Man, welcome back to town.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
Hey, I'll tell you a story about me running. I played soccer. I was not a good soccer player because I didn't play that much when I was young. But I was the best runner on the soccer team, distance runner, stamina. But I never, other than soccer practice and being a crazy kid, I didn't like go in high school, go jogging.
Right.
So they asked me at Hardin University High School to join the cross country team for a couple meets.
There you go.
I was a celebrity runner.
Guest runner.
And we ran at McAlpine Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was not training for this. I just went one evening and ran. And I got up climbing that mountain, man, and I about croaked. They call it, that's dying, right?
Yes.
It was the worst thing ever. I felt like, and then I did feel like I was going to die on that activity bus the whole way home. I didn't run anymore. I went back to soccer.
Put you out of it, didn't it?
It was fun. It was a good lesson. But now I should typically like to jog about 3 miles, 3.5 miles, 3.25 miles, something like that. So kind of practicing for the South End Shuffle. So when is it?
It is coming up on September 9th, Saturday, September 9th, and that is the first Saturday after Labor Day Monday. That is our weekend every year. This is our 10th year. We're very excited and thankful for celebrating our 10th year of the event.
So 10 years ago, 11 years ago, what made you say, hey, I want to create an event and do it be, and then how did it evolve?
Yeah, no, that was 2014, and with my running background and just having the opportunity to go to large running events and kind of the sense of community that people feel, you know, as you know, it's not how fast you run. It's a matter of a shared activity together. It's something you can do pretty much at any ability level. Do it at your own pace, at your own time. Do it with your family. Do it with friends. And I really liked what that brought to the community itself in terms of having that annual community event. I remember years ago here in Charlotte, not been here as long as you, but when we got here in 98, they had the Dilworth Jubilee 8K that was over in Latta Park, and that was a big annual community running event and also had a festival associated with it. And we put our office over in Southend in the beginning of 05. And you may recall Southend was a little different back then.
Sure was.
It was a lot of barbed wire and German shepherds and old warehouses that were empty. And it was just starting to really kind of grow back then. And so I really thought that it would be a great way to have a community participation event. people, residents, businesses could come together on an annual basis, establish something that you could count on, that it was just going to be there every year like clockwork. You know, just like Labor Day weekend, there was going to be the South End Shuffle. And it's really grown that way. You know, when I started in 2014, we maybe had about 200 people. It actually started on the empty lot over where Common Market used to be in South End before they tore it down.
Yeah.
So back then things were a lot different, and it's developed. And into 2019, we grew it to 1,000 participants, which made it one of the largest standalone 5Ks in Charlotte area. And we hope to have about 1,200 or so maybe this year, and we're at, I think, 600 and something right now.
Good, man.
Well, no, I mean, you make a great point on the community of these 5Ks. I mean, we had, remember, that was a horrible rainstorm.
It was a monsoon last year.
It was a monsoon, but it was still very well attended. People were having a great time. We enjoyed it. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's not like you typically want to get out on a Saturday morning and go run in a monsoon, but we sure as heck did it. And the turnout was great.
Well, I think that, you know, you kind of look at the personality of the event, even though you guys joke with me about, you know, my competitive background as a runner. That's not really what my focus was, because I think people sometimes shy away from something if it's overly competitive or, you know, I don't race, you know, I don't, you know, train. Well, that wasn't the point. That's why I called it the shuffle. I really wanted it to be participatory. I wanted it to be something that was fun and enjoyable, and people would come out and do their own thing. And last year is the perfect example of that. It was a monsoon. People were ducking under awnings and doorways and stuff. And then when it came time to come to the starting line,
stopped.
Everybody joyfully came out. Yeah. It was a rain party of sorts, like a rolling rain party. And I was saying to somebody last night at one of the run clubs that we're at promoting the shuffle, and I don't, maybe they did, maybe I forgot it, maybe it's old timers disease, but I don't recall anybody complaining last year.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it was raining, it was a mess, and I don't recall anybody complaining about the weather at all.
No, nobody complained. It was an awesome event, and it is fun. It's a community. And I'm not that big of a runner. I do it for exercise, but when you go there, you're excited. You feel good. It makes you get confident. It's fun, man. A lot of love being shared. Hey, Ron, can we continue this conversation?
I'd love to.
On your shuffle, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. We are joined by Ron Skufka of Skufka Law during the day, South End Shuffle, amongst many, many other philanthropic activities by night. You and your wife, Sylvia, do a ton for the community. And during the break, we kind of started talking about the why behind the South End Shuffle and who's impacted and all the beautiful and wonderful things that go along with this fundraiser. Before you get started talking, I'll be remiss to say that I forgot to mention this on the last segment. Ron is a humongous supporter of our cornhole tournament. In fact, you were the very first sponsor to sign up for 2023, and he did so the day after the tournament in 2022. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I told Christian that day. Yeah.
Sign
That's
me
wonderful.
Up.
Wonderful. I was going to save that for the last segment when we do our wish story.
Oh, I took your thunder.
10 shows leading up. But thanks for stealing my thunder.
You're
That's
welcome.
Cool.
It's kind of used to it.
I'll be yellow hair lightning.
Well, Ron, tell us why. What are we doing for the community with the South End Shuffle?
Certainly. I appreciate it. We have two great beneficiaries, one of which has been with us from the beginning. It's the Purple Promise Foundation to End Melanoma Cancer.
Okay.
It is a local charity that was started here out of adversity of a family, David and Donna Hodgkins. David was my sponsor for Rotary when I joined Dilworth South End Rotary years ago. And unfortunately, their daughter, when she was pregnant with their first grandchild, developed or was diagnosed with melanoma cancer. And unfortunately, she passed shortly after that. Their grandchild is still with them. But out of that adversity, they started this foundation. And I thought it was a really good match with people that are outside. You know, we're out participating, running, cycling, you know, wakeboarding, snorkel, whatever it is, but to raise awareness of sun protection and melanoma cancer. The Purple Promise Foundation is a big beneficiary of the Girl Scouts in our local community, building shelters at their campgrounds, providing education about sun protection, sunscreen, etc. So they've been with us from the beginning as a beneficiary. And then in more recent time, we also added the West Boulevard Ministry.
Yeah.
Bart Noonan
sure.
and his followers out there. They help the spiritual and physical needs of families in need in the West Boulevard corridor, kind of the west side, as Trent said earlier. And they're doing great work out there. And I think that, South End, we're right on the cusp of that, right? I mean, South End's developed. It's grown.
Sure.
People live there. Thousands and thousands of people are moving into the area, businesses, retail. But just a very short distance away, there's a lot of people that have very, significant needs. And West Boulevard Ministry is there to help them spiritually, physically, and particularly the children that are impacted by a multiple different challenges in life. So I think that's a really nice connection that we've made there. I've known Bart Noonan for years since our kids played Dilworth Little League Baseball together and we coached. And so it was a natural extension of us trying to help the community. Again, it's a community event. It's there for the residents and the businesses to participate, but also to give back to the community that we are in. And West Boulevard clearly is part of that.
I'll say a little something about Bart Noonan.
Yeah,
he's
please.
A big friend of ours and actually a group from our church went out there last Friday and did a back to school cookout with some of his mentees and their families, and he had a swimming pool spray painted in the back of his yard, and he's about to put in a swimming pool, and he says he's going to have world renowned Olympic swimmers teaching these young men how to swim,
which is so cool. And it's
and it's amazing.
It's Gracie's house on Old Steel Creek. Yep. Is what they really, I remember when Bart was in a University Memorial Church. You remember that, Trent? We did a Roby work day over there, and Trent and I did some masonry work on the side of the building that we did a pretty good job. Carl Locklear, remember that?
You can ride by there today and see our work. It definitely stands out.
I was the apprentice to the helper in that ordeal, which is Bart is wonderful.
But anyway, I think it's wonderful that they do a wonderful job creating confidence in these young men and teaching them about how the world works and helping them find opportunities. They come to our house and go fishing sometimes, and man, they are so respectful.
Awesome. Kudos to the Hodgkins. I mean, taking adversity and turning it into something for somebody else. I couldn't imagine losing your daughter. You were just talking about my daughter and Trent's daughters, and I mean, just the whole deal. So kudos to them as well. I mean, I think it's you picked two wonderful local charities.
Very strong people. They've always been very charitable and philanthropic, and it is not their only charitable endeavor that they do, but obviously it's the most personal. And talking back to West Boulevard, this year the donations, the people that donate to West Boulevard Ministry, because we always give something back. We take the proceeds, proceeds from this, it's above the cost of putting on the event. We give it back to our charities. But every person that signs up to run or participate, either in the 5K or the mile run, can also make their own individual donations.
Yep.
And this year, West Boulevard Ministry specifically is using the money that is raised for West Boulevard for back-to-school shoes for the children. So they've targeted a need. And so if you sign up, even if you're not going to do the event and you just want to go to SouthEndShuffle5K.com, look it up, and make a donation to either of these fine charities, you can do that whether you participate in the event or not. We'd love you to participate in the event. But again, if this is your opportunity to become aware of these charities in our community and to give back to them, I know they would appreciate that support.
So, Ron, why are you doing all this? You're just an old lawyer. Come on, man.
He's not that old, too.
Yeah, 53.
O-L-E.
O-L-E. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
No, I think it's important to, I think all of us.
I think you're polishing your diamond.
I like that.
You're utilizing your resources, what you're good at, what you spent your life finding joy in, and you're sharing it with others and using it to raise awareness and raise money, which is very needed.
Yeah.
For all charities. I think it's wonderful. Do you have any other sponsors that you would like to give a shout out to this year?
You know, Trent, we are just so blessed, honestly. I mean, you know, you've seen the growth in South End, and you have people coming and going. Unfortunately, you know, with change, you know, there's people that will, you know, leave the area for reasons and come to the area. And the one thing that's happened consistently is that, you know, I've got great presenting sponsors.
Yeah, yeah.
Wood and Robot Brewery and Beacon Partners are co-sponsors with Skufka Law, my law firm. And then, you know, yourself, you know, Roby Family of Companies, you know, is a gold sponsor, Renewal by Anderson, Charlotte Running Company, Shake Shack, the Salty Donut. They're doing something special this year. We're having donuts at the Shuffle, so that'll be well-received, I'm sure. But we have
yeah,
over
that's awesome.
25 sponsors now that have come on board to help us with this event. And, you know, the more people that are able to come on and sponsor the event, you know, that goes to cover our costs of putting it on and allows us to give more money back to the community and these charities.
So what road, your office is on that road? What's that road?
It's on Summit Avenue.
Summit Avenue. You like how I set that up. So the start-finish line is on Summit Avenue, right in front of the Wooden Robot, correct?
Yeah, or across from Ferguson, depending on how you look at
yeah.
it.
There you go. There you
so
go.
Bring, even if you're not a runner and you hadn't sponsored or done anything, come out on Saturday,
September 9th, 8:30 for the mile, 9 a.m. for the 5K.
And it's a party.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You get a free beer or ice cream from Golden Cow Creamery if you're under 21.
Whoa.
Free ice cream from Golden Cow, free beer from Wooden Robot for running the event. In addition to your shirt.
Then you can buy a beer?
Huh? They may sell you one after.
Or ice cream.
Or you can make a donation, right?
That's right.
Notice we didn't say and or
it is a festival.
It is absolutely
a party.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you have vendors set up. So, I mean, bring your kids, bring your family, and just walk around and see all the excitement. I just think it's a wonderful vibe.
Well, a lot of people do come and spend the day.
Yep.
They kick off their day in South End with the event, and they stay and they linger. We got award ceremony and entertainment afterwards. And you get a lot for, you know, everybody gets a shirt. A medal, finisher's medal, you know, either the free beer or the ice cream. You know, we try to give every participant something, you know, worthwhile for them. We want you to be happy that you did the event.
Well, I think you need to tighten up on your route. It seemed a little long last year.
Well, that I was going to make a complaint about that also. The last 400 yards is uphill.
Straight uphill.
And Ron caught me walking on that one time and snapped a photo of me.
He got me.
That might have been those 2 seconds.
Well, Ron, how can people look it up?
They can go Facebook or online, South End Shuffle, the number 5K.com. So, you know, yep, South End Shuffle,
South
5K.
South End Shuffle, 5, the number, K.com.
That's right.
Ron Skufka, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you for having me, guys. I look forward to seeing you out there on the 9th.
Oh, yeah.
Always fun on the 9th. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby Family of Companies. We are your hosts. Man, let's finish up with Ron Skufka.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was really good.
And it's fun. I mean, 10 years. I remember when we started the cornhole tournament, when we were talking about starting it. I was like, Daddy, just think, one day we'll have done it 10 years. Done the cornhole tournament 15th. This is our 16th year, 15th for the cornhole. We did the walk for wishes
during
COVID
because
we couldn't get everybody together. So 15th annual cornhole. We're pitching for wishes is what we call it.
And the South End shuffling just right behind us, man.
It's pretty,
nipping on our
pretty
heels.
Cool. Don't get caught slipping. They'll shuffle on
past you.
I like the competition, Ron.
I do. Well, that's not the point of the South End Shuffle. That's why he called it. I thought that was cool. That's creative and it makes sense. Get on out there.
Do you know how much he paid somebody for that?
I don't.
Zero.
I thought that was like some sort of setup.
Couldn't you tell?
Wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, man.
He can't talk. You're off. But he's wearing his T-shirts. And 1 year, I think No, it's a T-shirt. It's the green T-shirt, and you have on the 22 T-shirt. It's the gray T-shirt. It's one of my favorite T-shirts. I told Ron when he came in. So come out and get you a T-shirt. Participate. It's a lot of fun. And you're helping out two good causes there.
It is a lot of fun. No, we've done it for several years in a row now, and it always is a good time.
I just like the consistency, man.
Yep.
You got to keep doing it over and over, and in the long run, things get exponentially great. Thank you, Ron and Sylvia, because I know she does all the work. That's right. You hear him chuckling in the background. That was a chuckle of pain. Take him down, Sylvia. All right, Patrick, this is the 10th show leading up to our 16th annual Pitching for Wishes. Are they calling? I don't know if they're calling it 16th or 15th. But it is Saturday, the first Saturday in November. Saturday, November the 5th?
Yes. I don't know. I think it's actually November. Did we mess this up last time, so let's make sure we get it right. Or is it November the 4th?
It's Saturday, November the 4th.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
I
all
love
right.
how we get people to remember the 4th.
The 4th. It's the 4th.
Just
it's
think
good.
Of it. It's like July 4th, but it's in November.
And it's the 4th segment. So there we go. We got a mnemonic device. Hey, we got a new platinum sponsor today as we were recording the show, Mesa Quality. So appreciate that. So we got Home Technology Solutions, United Healthcare, and Mesa Quality as platinum sponsors. Of course, co-host is Harris Teeter.
Yep.
And the gold sponsors, Barefoot and Company, Bob for Wallpaper and Paint, Big Sky Solar and Roofing, Byron Builders. And then we have bronze, silver, gold, and platinum sponsorships are still available. So if you're interested, come join the team. We'd love to have some more sponsors, both really at any level at this point.
Yeah. Pitching for wishes.
Pitching for wishes, yeah. And so now, as per what you were saying, our tradition is we always read wish stories for the 10 weeks leading up to the tournament. And I always preface that I can't read these things beforehand. They just do something to your heart, get you excited about the tournament.
But this one's special.
This one's special. And we might have teased this a little bit last week.
Because Chris Weber was on the show from Make-A-Wish kicking off the Make-A-Wish season for Pitching for Wishes.
That's right. We took a time.
And he talked about a little bit about this wish.
Right.
So it's perfect that this is our first wish. And he sent us the cut of this. Tell us what it is, Patrick.
This is Wish Kid Sam. I'm going to read this out. I wish to go record in professional music studio, Sam, 17, autoimmune disorder from Charlotte, North Carolina. Sam is a talented young man with a passion for country music. Despite suffering from an autoimmune disease that can make it difficult to bend his joints, he writes his own songs and plays guitar and sings for hours every day. When he found out he was getting a wish, Sam knew that he wanted to do something with music. He decided that his wish was to record his music in a professional studio. Sam and his parents were chauffeured to the prestigious Ocean Way Nashville studio where Grammy Award winner Joe Baldridge produced the session. Together with studio artists on guitar, bass, keyboards, and drums, they recorded two of Sam's songs. But Sam's wish wasn't just about recording music. He also got a behind-the-scenes look into the music industry, learning about music education and business from the pros. The team was blown away by Sam's talent and passion, and this was fulfilled with his lifelong dream while giving him invaluable insights into his craft. Despite his autoimmune disorder, Sam's love for music has allowed him to continue pursuing his passion, and his wish to record a professional studio gave him the opportunity to take his music to the next level. It was perfect. We were sad to leave Nashville, and we were still basking in the glow of such a wonderful time. That's Sharon, wish parent there. Unbelievable. And he's good.
So can we put this on?
Yeah.
Where are we going to put it?
Well, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
All the Roby stuff.
All the Roby stuff.
All the Roby stuff we'll that Sarah Stryhouse is doing.
There you go.
And so, we'll have the South End Shuffle link on there as well.
Yep.
So you can sign up, run in the shuffle, sponsor if you'd like. You can. I don't know. It might be too late to sponsor. Is it? No, not too. Never too late to sponsor.
That's right.
You can sponsor for Pitching for Wishes. We're gonna put a link to this recording.
Yeah, I think that would be perfect.
And I listened to it about five times.
Have you?
In a row, man. I don't go once. I mean, I had an Eric Church CD in my CD player for 6 years in a row.
Yeah.
And now they don't even make cars with CD players anymore.
Yeah, I had Johnny Cash for a good run on my car for a while back then. Yep, I do know.
It's once again, keep doing it the same way every time. But what a fun show. It's always good. I tell everybody, we talk about business leaders, entrepreneur, exciting ideas, and we talk a lot about charity on this show, on that Home of Roby show. And it's business, because you're doing stuff to create value and polish that diamond. Thank you for listening. Listen, go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile out on your face. make others feel good. Thanks for listening to At Home with Ruben.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.